Vikings Entertainment Network's coverage of the 2015 NFL Scouting Combine continues in Indianapolis, and we are joined by ESPN's Josina Anderson, who's been covering the NFL for a long time. You're here in Indy covering a lot of different stories, I would imagine. But when you open up the page of your notebook that talks about the Vikings, what you got going on?
Well, I think the biggest storyline that you guys have going with your franchise is obviously what's going on with Adrian Peterson. Right now, he's not eligible for reinstatement, or at least to be considered for that, until April. And everything that's going on in between that to impact that. We know he just appeared in Minnesota, you know, to basically have a protest against what happened with the suspension occurring for that length of time. So first and foremost, we kind of need to see what the result is of that. And then secondly, I think one of the big topics surrounding his case is whether he should have to meet with a psychologist that the league sort of mandates to kind of oversee his mental, you know, rehab over the situation, and whether that's fair, because I think any of us who are working with an employer would not necessarily want to have them tell us who we'd have to medically meet with. I mean, HIPAA situations and all that, so I'm sure that that's what the union is bringing up. And then lastly, I think the question even around Adrian Peterson is whether he wants to. I mean, so much happened over the year, I'm sure, you know, even just in talking to him, that, you know, there are emotions that you have to get over with that situation, and whether it's even best for him to stay with the organization. I mean, we just saw Larry Fitzgerald get a 2-year deal while we've been here over the last couple days, and he's one of those athletes who stayed with the organization. And does Adrian Peterson want to do that? Or do you want to move to a team where maybe you're more likely to get a ring quicker? Not saying the Vikings can't do it, but maybe quicker. And so that's something he's going to have to consider. Everyone's kind of been talking about the Dallas Cowboys and what have you, but they got a guy named DeMarco Murray, and there's a lot of running backs in this combine. So, you know, kind of have to also ascertain the likelihood of something like that happening.
You know, players don't stay with one team for their whole career very much anymore. But, and you mentioned Larry Fitzgerald. There's a good example of a guy who was going to. Adrian Peterson, isn't it hard to imagine him in a different uniform? I mean, he's been a Viking since 2007. He's rewritten all the record books, and he's kind of synonymous with our franchise.
Yes and no. I mean, I think in front of the scenes, you guys have a head coach who's been very supportive of Adrian Peterson. You know, insight-wise, I think behind the scenes, there have been some questions of whether the support is throughout as far as Adrian staying there, just because obviously he's done so much for the organization with his production. But with the sensitivity of this, you know, issue, you know, I think there are some questions and considerations as to what type of impact that would have with his return. How much that would impact the community. Does everyone in the Minnesota community, you know, want that back? Maybe a little bit easier in a state like Texas, where corporal punishment is, you know, more accepted. So I think those questions are still there. But as far as, you know, just staying with one organization and the ability to do that, he has feelings, you know, for that town, obviously, and everything that he's done there. I'm sure he would like to. But again, like I said, you also are in this game to win a title, and I'm sure that's something that he will consider.
All right, Josina, tell us what you think about Teddy Bridgewater, a guy who this time last year everyone was talking about him maybe being the first pick in the draft. He ends up going in the last pick of the first round to us, and we're very happy that he lasted that long. So what have been your thoughts on Teddy in his first season?
Well, I was there when he made his first start. I did cover that game, and I thought he was very impressive coming in and handling the situation, obviously, when your starter got hurt. I think that he showed himself well, a lot of poise, especially when you put it in the perspective of what happened at his pro day and how it seemed like his stock just, you know, dropped because he wasn't throwing well, and all of a sudden it was the questions, oh, I didn't have my glove, I didn't have my glove. And then he was just, I think what stuck out to me is he was so smooth, and you saw the combination of the mobility and the ability to also throw. And then I think there were a couple games after that where the water came back to the mark and you saw that he is still a young talent, a young prospect. But I think he has a tremendous upside. But so much of what happens in sports is the psychology of it. And if you can be fortunate enough to have success early, and then you can kind of get the ball rolling. But sometimes if things don't go well for you, it can also impact the trajectory of your career.
You know, a big thing for Teddy, and you've covered the NFL for a long time, so I know you've probably had a lot of interactions with our offensive coordinator, Norv Turner. And it's great to have a guy like Norv helping a young quarterback like Teddy, don't you think?
I think that makes all of the difference, because you look at some of the quarterbacks who have come into the league, particularly since the 2012 draft class, where it had Andrew Luck, RG3, and Russell Wilson, and how immediately they were able to impact the scene. And then I think we kind of got a little bit greedy in terms of our expectations of what quarterbacks can do in their first year. So then in the class after that, when you had E.J. Manuel and Geno Smith, the expectations, I think, were maybe a little bit too high because they're more of an anomaly in terms of how they would perform in their first year. So when you talk about a guy like North Turner that you can have on your team developing a quarterback, that's tremendous. That's so fortuitous because you can come to a team like maybe the Jets, who has a head coach that's more defensive minded, and then you can see how maybe it can impact the development of a quarterback, maybe how long you even stay with that franchise. I mean, everything can rest on that. So really, when you look at it, the Minnesota Vikings have a great situation in terms of a quarterback who has tremendous upside and a tremendous quarterback mind to develop that talent, which not everybody gets.
All right, Josina's very busy. She's got her phone in her hand right here because you never know when it's going to ring or a text might come in.
Text while I'm talking to you. Right.
So we'll let you go. But thanks for chatting with us. You can catch all of her work at ESPN. Thanks, Josina.
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.